Brad Carters, I'm sure a lot of you members would recall these names. One very good employee, and I'm not separating them in any way, shape or form, but was Ernie Lanyon. Then he was a Brad Carter, and he came to us straight from school, and he worked with us, I think, up until round about, from what would have been 1930, or thereabouts, 1930, right up to about 1960 or 65. But Ernie used to do the Brad Carting on the north run, that is Kirkcaldy, Grange, and Escort House, when Escort House was virtually rest home for children from the Adelaide Children's Hospital. Another very old identity, well known, I think, would be Cliffy Jeffries. And oh man, what a character Cliff was. He used to drive a horse called Rastus. And Cliff used to do from the Bakery north below Military Road through to Kirkcaldy and Grange. Another Brad Carter was Ralph Lomas. He was a very good employee, and I started work with Ralph getting up 3 o'clock on the Saturday morning, going out and doing the bread run, going like hell literally, so I could get off and go and play cricket or football for the Henley School or Woodville High or whatever. But when we started with the Presea of Brad, so say this was in the middle of the Depression, early part of the Depression, my mother's sister's husband, they had gone bankrupt trying to run a poultry farm, and Uncle Jack Carter came down to work with us and start the Priscilla run. And I can well remember that. We bought a Capital Shed car that was bought from the ex, or he was then, still the railway master at Henley Beach. We turned that into a van, and that was the first motor vehicle that we had. Every other bit of transport was by horses, and I can vividly recall every one of those horses that we had. One was called Laddie, and if there's any old members of Henley Beach listening to this, I'm sure they'd remember Laddie. He knew every bread round there was and the grocery rounds. He was an absolute marvel. And not only did we use Laddie for the bread rounds, but on more than one occasion, Dad would ring up. He was stuck, cut off by floodwaters, and we'd take Laddie up round the concrete road and pull either the old Rugby through or the Chrysler that Dad bought a bit later, round the concrete road with the horse, because the concrete road in those days was completely inundated and there's only way you could get through. Another horse was Rastus, and I'd remember Cliff. He was a wizard with this Rastus. Not only was old Tom. Old Tom lived until he was 25. Another one was Mick, and I know I used to drive him. And I remember it would be, I suppose, 1939 or 40. It'd have to be 1939, I think, to start the war start with old Mick and Nolly Newcomb. You'd remember this. I used to pull up on the corner of South Street and Seaview Road, and the four-wheel cart with Mick check rein and all, and know your father, he would cut those confounded cabbage leaves off and drop them in the road. Didn't make any difference to Mick about the check rein, he'd take off cart and all. And your father cost us a fortune in having tyres redone, steel wheels. Then, I suppose, at that stage, while we were running the bakery, the other aspect of the business was the grocery business, and I'm sure a lot of the older people would remember a thorough gentleman, another one of the casualties of the Depression, Mr. T.G. Mather. He used to run the shop on the corner of Seaview Road, I think this is correct, Seaview Road, where Vales were. He was bankrupted and came to work for us. And he was one of nature's gentlemen, Mr. Mather. We used to run the grocery round twice a week. I think we used to go south on Mondays or Tuesdays and north on Fridays.